says it's closing some offices, freezing hiring, and will park some of its cargo planes. General Electric says supply chain issues are forcing it to push back some deliveries of aerospace products and jet engines. It's not a good time to be traveling in Europe. France is dealing with an air traffic controller's walkout. Travelers have been advised to postpone their trip if possible. Many domestic and some international flights are canceled in France. The main union for the controllers is demanding higher pay to deal with soaring inflation. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Lisa Booth for Bishop Gold Group. Are you worried about your financial future as retirement gets closer? All over the country, soon-to-be retirees are fearing for their financial future as markets remain volatile. Bishop Gold Group helps you invest in gold and gold IRAs to protect your wealth and retirement during times of high inflation and wild swings in the market. Secure your future today. Contact Bishop Gold Group by dialing #250 from a mobile phone and say the keyword Bishop Gold, or visit bishopgoldgroup.com.
Why settle for less than the best of both worlds when you can get it all at Morningstar Care Homes in Fredonia and Neodesha? Morningstar Care Homes offer all the comforts of home with all the professionalism of nursing care. You won't find any of the downsides of a traditional nursing facility. See for yourself. Call and schedule a tour at Morningstar Care Homes in Fredonia at 378-2329 or Neodesha at 325-2244. Morningstar Care Homes. Real care, real homes.
13. So many auctions, so little time. Wouldn't it be great if there was a website that informed you on all the local auctions? Head over to kggfradio.com and click on the community page for upcoming auctions. You'll find listings of participating auctioneers and their website with all the details on what will be up for bid. We'll also talk about approaching auctions on Open Line on the Mighty 690. All auction info, all in one place. kggfradio.com. Community page.
Y'all in, y'all done. Sold them.
All right. Good morning. It is 7:40 here on a Friday on the Mighty 690, and that means that it is time for a legislative update for you. We have District 11 Representative Jim Kelly on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm doing well.
Yeah.
And I'm good to get to talk to you. You told me you're the new guy, so this will be a good chance for me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I am the new guy, and glad to meet you here for the first time and have you on the radio for today. So what do you have to start off? I know that since the last time that you've been on, sports betting has been allowed now here in Kansas.
Yeah, it started on September 1st, and when the first bet was placed by the governor, and see, the Kansas Lottery indicates that it's the most popular new game gaming option introduced since the lottery started in Kansas, which was quite a few years ago. So it has been very popular, and it is also, you have to, I noticed a couple different times with articles and papers and all that, you have to be inside the state of Kansas to place your bet, and that there's a geofencing that's put around the state, and there was one instance where someone that lives on the state line up in the Kansas City area could not place a bet in their house, but they could in their backyard.
So
their backyard inside the geofencing. So it's been a popular new game, and it's expected to bring in about $10 million a year for Kansas. I think the way that it started off, it could bring more, and it's just probably an example of a lot of people aren't in favor of gambling, and I'm not a gambler, but I would say the indication is that a lot of these bets will be placed already, and they're just now placing them in Kansas, and Kansas can get some revenue out of it.
Sure. It kind of sounds like one of those things that, you know, maybe was inevitable. And I mean, we've had several folks here at the station who, you know, they've just been having fun with it, obviously trying to be responsible. But, you know, it is kind of an interesting thing. And especially for those people who are really into sports. It's a fun way to, you know, spend your money, I guess, and maybe make some money. And it's something that the state can maybe get some money off of.
Yeah, I'd say last night the Chiefs probably saved some bettors some money when they came back and won the ball game. But I think it'll have a lot of interest.
For sure. And we were talking off air just for a few minutes here, and I am a native Kansan, and you mentioned talking about the docking building. Is that the one in Topeka? Is that correct?
That's correct. It's a 14-story building in Topeka. It's got kind of the bottom floors are kind of limestone and have a couple of carvings in it. It's really, as you come into the Capitol area, it's other than the Capitol Dome, docking building is one of the first buildings you see.
Yes, and I actually just looked up a picture of it, and just to make sure, and yes, I that's kind of what I was thinking, because I went to school at K-State and spent a lot of time in Topeka, so very recognizable building. So can you tell us, so there's going to be some changes coming.
Yeah, there are. I mean, there's been arguments for a number of years, for most of the 12 years that I've been in Topeka on that building. Over time, more and more state agencies and others emptied out of that office. My first 2 years in Topeka, I had an office on the 7th floor of that building, and it wasn't a great-looking building inside. I always thought the outside was a really cool-looking building. And it's been empty for probably the last 3 or 4 years, virtually empty. I think the Highway Patrol had an office maybe on the ground floor. But they are going to take down the top 11 stories of the building, and they haven't gone into all the details yet, and they say, but they will dismantle the lower three stories of the building where all the carvings and more of the stonework is, and then they will reconstruct it into a conference and visitor center with higher ceilings and all to match kind of like what the Kansas Supreme Court building is, with the big high ceilings, and the buildings inside the Capitol have real high ceilings. And so they are going to do that. They're going to present the plans on it next month, but it's estimated to be a $100 million project. So be interesting to see what it turns out, but it's, like I said, it's kind of for a conference and visitor center to give meeting rooms for state agencies that would like to have multiple agencies meet and do it in a place on the campus of the Capitol. So it will make quite a visual change to the building complex there, because other than the Capitol Dome in that complex of state buildings, it was the tallest building.
Sure, and I am glad to hear that at least they're retaining some of those interesting carvings, the features, instead of, you know, going with something wildly different that would change the landscape. Obviously, it's going to change just because it's going to be shorter, but it is kind of nice to see some reuse of that, kind of maintaining the character and everything. So, that's definitely some news, and I appreciate you sharing that. Also, you mentioned some revenue exceeding projections. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. For the 25th month in a row, August being the latest month, the projected revenue, which there is a committee of various leaders go through on do revenue projections. Several times a year, they do one in April, I think one in November, and they project what you're going to have in sales tax, income tax, and all of that. And each each projection over the last few years, they keep raising it, raising the projection. And for 25 months now, what the revenue that's actually come in has exceeded those estimates. And in August, it was $25 million higher than estimates. And, of course, some of this over the last probably year can be linked to increasing cost of goods, groceries. I mean, you go to the store and all the food items are higher. Restaurants, you see a lot of menu items have gone up because of the increased cost of food. And then, so that's probably a fair part of why sales taxes have exceeded revenues. And then on the some of the withholding tax income, that's gone up. And probably, you know, some of that is COVID and the shortage of workers have increased some pay in different industries, so there would be more to withhold. But it's a good, something good to have for Kansas that for 25 months in a row you're exceeding what you projected you would come in, especially with projections that have been constantly revised upward at least a couple times a year. So we'll see whether that streak continues, but it does give the ability for Kansas, like we had this last legislative session, to have some money to put back for a rainy day, to have some money to pay down the debt in the employee retirement plan, and to create or better fund some programs that the money wasn't there before. So it did open up some avenues to do some good things, and hopefully that trend can continue. Going into you here could be a recession, and we're seeing a little signs of that, but it's a good thing to have some money put away. And another month like August that puts in more than you expect, it gives you still a little better cushion.
Sure. We're talking with Representative Jim Kelly from Kansas District 11. And Mr. Kelly, I guess there's been a big discussion this past week about taxes here in Southeast Kansas, specifically in Montgomery County. We've had a lot of community meetings, people voicing their concerns about that. There's been talk about, and I'm sure at the state level this has been kicked around before, but basically reducing or eliminating taxes on grocery items. Has there been any, recent discussion on that, especially as we have inflation and record high prices at the supermarket? Can you talk at all on that?
Yeah, there actually has, and there was a bill passed this last legislative session that on effective January, the sales tax on groceries will start ratcheting down over a three-year period, and it will go down by basically 2.5% each year for 3 years, and at the end of that time, there will be no sales tax on grocery items. So it will come. Some of the talk that we've seen is that there is a push to do that all at once, take it right to zero, and that's a cost to the state of about $500 million a year. So the legislature elected to make it a ratchet down process a year at a time, first in January of each of the next 3 years, to make it where it will ratchet down. And that way, if things go haywire for some reason, we do go into a recession and revenues are not exceeding estimates, that you can always slow it down a little. But it will start in January and start its drop down over a three-year period. So it did pass. I mean, I'm sure there'll probably be a move this next legislative session if revenue keeps coming in ahead to go ahead and immediately move it to zero. Me personally, I think it's safer to not do that. Back in 2014, when there was a new tax plan on income tax levels that was put in by Governor Brownback, there had been a move then to do it on a phased-in basis, and they decided to do it all at once, and then the economy went to pieces. And Kansas went from money in the bank to hardly enough to pay the cost of having a checking account. So my preference would not do that again and give the state some opportunities to either slow it down or just hold it there and then go back to working the way to zero. But it will be coming.
All right, gotcha, Representative Kelly. Anything else you'd like to discuss this morning?
No, I mean, other than Southeast Kansas is, especially in the 11th District, there's a lot of good activity going on, between the Bartlett soybean crushing plant, the new big new building going on out at up at the CBR refinery, and other new businesses looking around or retail businesses deciding to open up. Someone, an entrepreneur, has an idea and they're doing something with it. So I think right now, Southeast Kansas and Montgomery County and some other counties around, for the first time in quite a while, has some optimistic things to look at. And I think that makes all of these other things that we talked about here more exciting, because that hits right home.
All right. Well, Representative Jim Kelly, Kansas 11th District, thank you so much for being on here. Great to meet you, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Well, thank you, James. It's nice to get to meet you and visit with you, and wish you and all the listeners really to have a wonderful weekend and a lot of football ahead.
A lot of football ahead. It's going to be a big night here on the radio station. So you have yourself a good weekend as well.
Thanks, James.
All right, and we'll return with more. We have Ask the Experts coming up on the Mighty 690, plus a look at your latest news and weather, all the good stuff here on KGGF.
Don't let your gas bill dig too deep into your pocket. Go for efficiency this year. Change filters, use a setback thermostat, clean the fan and burners.